Calling in to order. Everybody had a chance to look over the minutes. Understand motion?
Accept.
Motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have kind of a light agenda tonight, but
I would like to start with that order.
Yes, speaker?
I used to know every legislator. I chose that I'm not so controversial anymore. I was asked to come because a member of our contracts are up. If anyone has questions about them, I'd be happy to answer them.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Somebody
want
to
talk?
Actually, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss the Washburn House, the domestic violence house. And the reason for the executive session, because these matters pertain to public safety.
It's a legitimate
question under
the circumstances, yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'll
try again.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I can't say.
Okay, we're there anymore. Any other questions?
Do we have to make a motion?
Usually the statement that no action was taken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just told the question that I asked, not answered.
Well, I'd be happy to come back and report on those programs if you have any questions. So we do a lot, and we're proud of it.
Appreciate the
offer. That's fine.
Thank you. Look forward to inviting you back. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. Contract
regarding Mr. Quinnell. More
resolution?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, we're going to start resolution. We'll start it. 408,
that's a moving exclusion of the contract mix $1 with Health Alliance on the road to Broadway Campus.
Motion for discussion.
Okay. All right. This is for outpatient maintenance reason. This is the Broadway Campus. Currently, that's the only campus in the county that's licensed and certified as in New York State Tournament Program. It was moved and seconded?
Looking at the contract, and the chair from Mr. Cano, I can't see the hours of operation in the contract. Is that normally not in the contract?
Normally not. The ultra attorney is not licensed to operate. We subsidize the only other license programs in the county. That's the outline for us in they currently operate with 200 spots. They stay in the state level that do operate in Phil. And we provide $100,000 subsidy to their operation annually. That's what this contract does, is it provides that subsidy to help them.
Last month, we passed a resolution that stated a policy that we would keep this thing open 7 days a week, but the amount of funding is the same as last year. So I don't see how they're going to get.
Was drafted before that resolution was adopted by the legislature.
Right. So my concern is that if we move this on to the legislature and the legislature passes it, we're in conflict with our own policy. And I'm going to ask Erica, is that like some kind of collusion that we say one thing and do something else against our policy?
Personally, I would not use the word collusion
at
all. I agree with you that, again, this contract only provides for 6 days. And I actually did have a conversation with the county attorney as well as Mr. Cannell about this. And you're right, it's not right now congruous with the policy, but it's my understanding from talking to Mr. Connell that there's a number of things that have to be undertaken in order for the additional date to be put into effect. And, so that's my understanding that that's the plan, is that they're going to look for the funding and also make the necessary arrangements to get the extra day. The concern, though, is that if the legislature does not pass this now, this, the current contract will expire on the 31st of December. So it's better to have something that goes on with the expectation that there'll be an amendment to this contract that will probably be going forward. Obviously the legislature will be made aware. I don't know how much it's going to cost. Additional funding will be necessary. I don't know. Do you know how much it will be?
With any change in policy, you don't just throw a money switch. This is a highly regulated program. Requires state approval from OASIS in order to expand, change anything that relates to the program. We approached it once the resolution was adopted, and I'm going to kind of executive, we approached the Health Alliance about the policymakers' desire to add the additional day. They didn't come back with a proposal. They're looking to run an additional half a day program on Sunday. The subsidy will be $45,000 a year.
Half a day.
To serve approximately 20 to 25 students.
Could Health Alliance say, no, we don't want it?
They could, absolutely. And in fact, yeah. The director of the program is...
And then nobody else will do it.
Yeah, the director of the program is questioning, whether this is a good move and a good use of our resources. I'm certainly leave that up to the legislature. It was your policy determination, where we are right now is the commissioner of health and mental health. Has been in contact. We've made the request. They provide the budget. We have a follow-up meeting to negotiate an amendment to a contract. That's one side. The second side of it is there was no. With the 2016 budget, there was no additional funds added to cover this expansion of services. So I'm working with the department to figure out what we're going to cut internally to provide the funding to provide the service to 20 to 25 people per half a day.
They might have to reduce their salary increase.
Over one-third of the total cost of the contract for one half a day is outrageous. I find that unbelievable.
This resolution was, it's my understanding that the fiscal impact provided was a simple math. They said, well, they get $100,000 now for 6 days a week, so they divided how many Sundays that we pay a year. And it's not based on any fact or, analysis at all. But the proposal made by the Health Alliance identifies there's a required staffing that's necessary when you do a drug treatment program, that registered nurses, security, the facility has to be open, for a period of time. There's overhead that comes with that. So there's budget they provided back with about $45,000 to do that annually, half a day, a year. We put all of our focus, just because, more days doesn't mean better service. Most of these programs are scheduled around a six-day program. That's how they're all designed, and again, they're highly regulated by the state office of substance abuse. What we've been focusing on is the chronic wait list that they suffer here in Hudson Valley. And they've been approved for 200 slots. We've been working for some period of time to expand that maximum capacity to 250 slots. We have a tentative approval, but the final paperwork hasn't come through. It would not surprise me if the Health Alliance will come back to the county looking for additional subsidy to expand the base of the program from 200 to 250 slots. And in fact, there's even discussion in Albany that they may lift that arbitrary cap on treatment, depending on the circumstances. So, again, as everyone's looking at opioid addiction, looking at addressing treatment, the state's reevaluating all those policies with regards to how they license facilities and how they limit the access to those services. So those things are changing, not as fast as some of us would like, but they are changing. We are exploring and implementing the additional day service that the legislature wanted. And it's going to be costly. Don't be surprised if you get reports back down the road that there are staff sitting in the office being paid and not seeing clients. Not everybody, a 7-day-a-week program doesn't work for everybody. Their initial estimate was that of the clientele they're staying right now, there's probably 20 to 25 that would benefit. for the additional day of service, not the 200 that they're currently serving. And also, too, you have to be careful with this kind of thing, too, is there is no catchment area when it comes to these licensed facilities, so we're subsidizing their operations right now. But they're not just serving residents of Ulster County.
I know.
Anyone who lives in the Hudson Valley would be eligible for an expansion of services.
I think that's what makes the system not fair. OASIS sets the limitations of what we can do and what we can't do. So let's say the county gets those additional 50 people in, 50 slots, and 25 of them could be people from Orange County or from Ulster County, first come, first serve, really. And it's kind of, we would be expending county funds for residents in other counties. So there's a problem with that right there. And we saw that on the UCAN committee. But the other part of the reason why we wanted this, obviously, was the safety reason about having these people go home with a weekend supply of methadone. Because isolated incidents, but a couple years ago, there was this 16-year-old one.
I think it was a five-day program.
They had a six-day program.
The overnight dose is enough of a supply that could make the problem. And it wasn't isolated. If someone's intent on doing harm to somebody else, there's not a lot you can do.
No, I understand that. I mean, I'm just saying that was the reasoning to bring forth the resolution. It actually came out of the UCAN recommendations. And I know in the past, there have been other legislators on the health committee that had pushed for this before. Where are the other licensed facilities that administer the program?
Not in Ulster County, in Ulster County. Only licensed program in the county.
So you have no idea? So
are there any in
neighboring counties? Neighboring counties, yes.
So this, the seventh day could be in Dutchess County?
No. The problem, we don't control the catchment area. The referrals are made and people travel from great distances to find an available spot for service. And I think that's what's causing the state to reevaluate a lot of its policies and procedures.
But if we were to do some sort of a shared service with a neighboring county, we would not have to bear the brunt of $45,000.
Because it doesn't work that way. The county isn't providing the service. We're just providing a subsidy. $100,000 is an arbitrary number. It doesn't equate to some exact units of service. It's really a subsidy that we provide the Health Alliance to help balance the neighborhood program work, because the state reimbursements, the insurance reimbursements that are available for treatment are not enough to provide the service. So we provide a subsidy to help them balance their budget and make the program work. We do that in many areas.
It's a lot more money to change the names.
Right. Yes, exactly. So again, unfortunately, when this resolution was drafted, it was very arbitrary. Well, they must pay $100,000, so it must be $15,000 an hour for a day.
I want to say something to Mr. Cornell that wasn't arbitrary. There was some work done to that, and it wasn't done that way. And I'm not,
his notes told me that they covered the number of days, and he divided by 52 weeks and added a day and came up with a daily rate and times it by 52 weeks.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Right, but unfortunately, the $100,000 isn't based on...
No, it's... I didn't know that myself. So a lot of these patients have either Medicare or some kind of Social Security disability or insurance.
So they may have private insurance, they may have a publicly subsidized insurance. Insurance reimbursements are involved because it's connected.
Does that affect our Medicaid cap?
No. But again, this contract was drafted before the policy changed. So
I understand.
It's important for us to put this in place.
I'm satisfied with the explanation.
And we're working on modifications to the program to add the additional day. So there tends to be a half a day. We run the weekend. We can't have a half day schedule. And then we'll have to report back to see how effective the expenditure dollars were. I suspect we'll be talking, before the year is out about the program in general and looking at really our goal here is to eliminate the wait list. That's something that we've worked on for many years, and we're seeing some movement. So HealthAlliance will be looking to expand their programming, do some build out, some initial hiring, once that cap is lifted and more slots are available. And it would surprise me if they're not going to talk to the county for additional subsidy. So. And again, internally we'll be working to identify the $45,000, but what we're going to cut internally to pay for it.
That's all I'm asking for. But I definitely want to see it keep progressing, because if we're going to bring this to the legislature and have it for a vote, technically it is in contradiction to our policy, but with the understanding that you're working on it.
These kind of changes not only does it take time internally from our side on the contract side, but it requires state approval as well, too. You just can't change a program based on our policy wishes. It's a really decision made by the state.
That would be through that branch is, has oversight from basically they're an extension of the executive branch of government from to the governor's.
Yeah.
Again,
I don't suspect there's a problem with expanding. But again, it's a process. It takes time.
So what oversight does the Senate and Assembly have over that?
Other than budgetary,
So they basically vote, they just rubber stamp the purse strings, essentially, and then that's up.
I don't want to say that, but he's going to.
Well, I'm just saying, but the policy is set forth by the governor's office.
The
agency's implementing laws and regulations is determined by the
state. That's right.
Looking for specificity.
Because this is an area that needs a lot of attention.
That's going to be a lot of work out of seven.
Yeah, it's something that you've seen before with a policy that's time sensitive, that a resolution doesn't actually mesh with the actual policy. It's only to come back at a later date to amend it and make it all kind of work together.
Not since I've been here at the legislature, I've seen it when I was at the state, but in the interest of carrying on the county's policies and the legislature's policy, we've had this contract in place and it's necessary.
Okay.
So I think we're covered by the fact that the executive's office is dealing with due diligence, and as Mr. Cano, the policy was only went into effect. It was passed in October, signed by the executive in October, and then the contract immediately came in. So this is one of those ones that it's not like just amending a lease.
Sure.
This is not a simple machine or someone else that's doing a service. Well, another thing is, you have to understand, methadone is extremely regulated.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a prosecutor, I came across the situation, and I was could not believe how, they are, all over it. So, it's not a simple thing. Oasis is going to have to do their thing, and so that's why I don't have a problem with this. I'm recommending to you, Mr. Chairman, that the board, the committee has done the vetting, pass this on to the full legislature for the vote, and would recommend that the legislature pass it, because not to have a contract in place, I would think that I don't know what the Health Alliance would do, but I don't know what they would do, but I don't think we really want to find out.
Sure. I agree. There's 200 people in treatment at the Health Alliance that would not have treatment if not for them.
We don't have other options because it's so regulated and because it's so stringent how it's applied through the state.
It's not a guy that's you can go like with they have to do some other staffing up and other issues that we've mentioned. Once we even talk that they need to finish time to staff up and make sure they have coverage for the required staff that they have to have need to staff up.
If I may,
sure.
Mr. Connell, do you know about how long it will take for the whole process? Do you think, because it's one of the questions I had asked the county attorney, and she wasn't sure. As far as doing the contract and then getting it.
I think we're going to work that
3 to 4 months.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you would think about it. Is that probably practical?
I think that's practical.
How quickly do you think Oasis will turn around the application for the additional weekday?
I think if we do everything on our end appropriately, it will be a long process.
Do you have an idea of when maybe the department will be applying for it?
Are we looking to try to do it before the end of the year, or do you think it'll be sometime in January?
They have the lines.
Oh, they do it themselves?
Because we're not, we just subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's really up to them. Did they give you any indication when they might be applying for the additional?
We're setting up an additional year.
So maybe by the end of January, you think, or?
I'll have more information by the end of January.
Okay, so maybe at that point in time, they'll be still on the committee?
Yes.
That would be great. It would be helpful if we could kind of keep them up to date with what's going on.
The truth of the matter is that the professionals that are involved in running the program, you know, don't necessarily see the value of adding a day. What they see is we really need to expand the program with and have more slots, more capacity. You know, yesterday doesn't hit you a lot, but, you know, I think their attitude is that the kind of legislature wants to do it and they want to pay for it, you know, sure will do it. But only a small percentage of the people that they're serving in the program will be able to utilize it. Yeah.
Well, regardless of whether they have an extra half a day or 50 more slots, they're still going to pay more.
Yeah.
It's going to cost them more.
Well, the difference is that the half a day, normally with an expansion slots, there's insurance reimbursements to come along. And again, we're not paying a set percentage, or we're just providing a set for the program.
Right, it's a monthly subsidy.
But they're basically, if you want to pay, you'll have to pay for the whole thing, and the budget's $45.
Any other questions?
No.
The resolution?
I don't want it.
Okay, we'll go.
You
got
Thank
you. All right, we will move on. Do you want a Yeah,
that's a very thick building?
Yeah.
I thought that increased.
Yeah. That's family services has a small closet there.
Direct hand in implementing that it was some sort of scholarship program that earmarked towards college? Just brainstorming, throwing it out there?
But do you want to come up with one, propose it? I mean, it's just a thought. There's a lot of programs out there based upon the obesity in our young people, and there's a lot of programs out there to get young people more involved in their community. So, and I know there's a lot of elderly people that could use help.
Right. Now, what do you specifically for the county is there to implement some type of program, or are you looking for?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just an idea.
Just an idea.
I could see
Ken wants to step up and propose something.
Taking something on like this, but, you know, they need funding. Not for profit, you know, to take on something like this would need funding.
Well, he's here in Ulster County. Huh? You need an awful lot of volunteers to go shovel the sidewalks or, mow the lawn or, I know just in the city itself we've talked about it for a long, long time. It's a wonderful idea on paper, but how could you
probably some kid will come up with an idea and turn it into a profit-making organization like Google or something like that.
You know, how do we pay kids to come and shovel your sidewalk in there? We can't even pay them. They won't come.
No, we're looking for... Look, when I was a kid, I would go to my neighbors. They were elderly. And I'd ask them if I had to shovel their sidewalk. And in good conscience, I couldn't take any money. They gave me a dollar to shovel the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're talking 1971, 72. So that's maybe, $5 now.
I can't remember.
But
there
kids that would do that.
I'll share this funny story with you. I don't think I've ever told this. I don't think she minds. But my daughter, when I moved from a home into an apartment, it was a senior citizen that lived down at the beach and wanted somebody to clean her apartment. So I said, she was about 15 at the time. So I said, my daughter Lori would do that. Oh, I said that to her. I said, all right, I'll tell her to come down. So she went down, and she cleaned this whole lady's apartment, and she said she followed her all around, get that corner, through the windows, get in the bathroom, scrub the thing. And she says, I got all done. It took her hours. It took 2 hours. She says, if you come over my neighborhood, I'll give you a
I bet you she still tells the story, though.
All right. Yes, she does. Remember?
Yeah.
But I never
turn her into a better person.
We gotta get to the front, though.
It is funny.
I can remember.
All right, is there anything else?
No.
Herb,
what's
that? I'll make a motion for
return.
Second.
Third.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
You
remember her name was Gloria?
She'll come every once in a while. Just get low down.
She put a little flick in.